Blog Talk Radio.
See this right here? I know y'all ain't ready for this. Mia X, Brandy.
I'm a work in progress. I'm a seed growing into a flower. I'm a stone that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching for somebody to love me with.
These parts of God, they're a part of who I am. Take me all night, but I finally understand. I'm so doomed, trying to be everything you want. Just the sky.
You try to do everything that you asked me to. How you like my hair, what I better not wear. And you ain't like my mom and them. You ain't really want me around my mom and them. You know I told a few bags and make a few scars. But I ain't never made you feel not by far. That I ain't got a flaw, don't acknowledge my issues. But you know I was with you. Stuff I'm coming at you like daycare's over. Living in your bag of bacon soda. It's just over, it's just over.
E2K, you are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
That's what it is, and you're now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement, and each and every Thursday, we always give you what you want and what you need. When they got the view, we have the panel of beautiful queens, their bosses, their women that walk with nothing but grace and beauty and intelligence, and they're your bosses' bosses, and they're the beautiful street queens. And tonight, we're going to be talking about Are You a Cougar? Part 2. We did part 1 last week, but this time we're doing part 2. And also, we also want to ask you, are you a flirt? And when flirting goes bad, what's bad flirting? And does everybody flirt? Let's talk about it. Call in at 347-826-7722. Definitely want to thank our sponsors, OhanaShot.com, along with that, E2K Magazine Online, and Diverse Media Group, LLC, and CapitalCustoms.com. Definitely support all our beautiful queens out there, and we salute you. And definitely shout out to all the people that walked on the March of Dimes. I want you guys to salute my girl Emma, because she definitely walked them couple of miles out there. Well, it wasn't a couple, like 3 miles. On the March of Downs, I want you to salute her. You know, she's going to be on in a few seconds. And also on top of that, I definitely want you guys to definitely look out. We have a lot of different things going on. So tonight, and we also want to get our Mother's Day shout out. So if you want to shout out your mom, Dukes, live on Lush Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement, then call in at 347 and shout your mommy out. Tell mommy, say, mommy, I love you, mommy. You're never too old to call a mommy. Holla at your girl. But let's go to the line. Peace, Queen Emma. What up, what up, what up, what up, sexy?
Peace, man, peace. It's Thursday and it's 8 o'clock.
How you feeling today, sis?
I'm feeling good, man. I had to pick myself up from that devil sofa that was trying to keep me there. And, you know, I got up and did things today. And I'm on the move now. I got fire, you know, underneath my feet. And I'm ready. I'm ready to, you know, to be the queen that I'm meant to be.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's why I love Emma. You know, she always keeps the fire, and she'll definitely keep you up, you know. And I forgot to also mention somebody. Shout out to Game Face. Positive people doing positive things. You know, shout out to Game Face. Everything that it stands for, you know, this is also sponsored by Game Face. Doing positive things. You know, G stands for game plan, A is for attitude, and M is for motivation, P is for pride, H is for hunger, A is for ambition, C is for confidence, and E is for excellent. So always put your game face on. So,
we always represent game face here in Street Queens, the movement. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to Valentine and Lady G. At RS Radio, they're kind of plugging our show. We're kind of doing a little cross-promotion right now, and they're live streaming. You know, they're showing the Street Queens much love, so I definitely said I would return that love. You can check them out at streetmarketradio.com and on Facebook at RS Radio. So shout-out to Valentine and Lady G. Good looking for that show.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Ow, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, yes, sir. And we definitely appreciate everybody that always shows us love. But I think this is a king on the line that's live with us. This is King Bugsy. Is this King Bugsy on the line with us?
You know it's me, Ma. I got to show that support.
That's what's up, Bugsy. How you feeling
King
today?
I'm doing good, man. Still pushing this mixtape, working hard. Just tuned in to Murder Baby and Lazy K's Houston session. Had to show that support to Lazy K and the whole team. Shout out to Lazy K Production.
Shout out to Lazy K. Definitely, she's a sister here.
Definitely, she is. We love her to death. That's what's up. I'm really excited right now. I'm really excited. You know, we got the king on the line. We got the queen on the line, you know what I'm saying? We got more queens that's coming on the line, man. And, you know, last week, you know, we talked about the cougarism. And we're talking again about the cougarism, you know. So, I mean, once again, Emma, you can start off and give us that definition of what a cougar is, because some people don't really know what a cougar is.
She said, let them know what a cougar is.
Well, let me start first by giving a shout out to all the cougars out there. Even the ones still in the closet that don't want to come out, it's all good, you know what I mean? But what a cougar is an older woman, you know, dating a much younger man. And when I say much, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of years younger. So as long as, you know, the guy is not 15, 14, because that falls into another category. That's not cougarism. That becomes child abuse. So, you know, they have to be at a respectable age. If they can vote, if they can order a drink, they're going down.
That's what it is. So you got to be able to buy a drink. If you can't buy a drink, then I think you're too young, baby. You're too young. Stop messing with them old ladies, man. Don't mess with us now. Don't mess with it. We'll get you in trouble. We'll get you in trouble. If you're too young, you got to be a little bit mature now. You got to be able to, like, you know, hold your own. You got to have a car. You got to have a job, you know. What's going on, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You got to have definitely removed yourself under your mother's skirt. You know, even young, you still can't be under your mother's skirt. You can't have it both ways, so.
No, definitely, definitely. That's the truth, you know. We don't play those games, man. We don't play those games. Tell us about your, you know, to recap about your experience about being a cougar. Tell them about your, you know, your cougarism and your experience and how you got into the whole cougarism.
How I stepped into it was due to the fact that around my neighborhood, you know, guys my age were either locked up, you know, bidding for long bids, or they were in the corners hustling, or, you know, we were going to their funeral. So there wasn't too much a variety for the group, you know, the group of girls that I was hanging out with. So we had to start looking kind of younger. And that's how I stepped into that, because there really was no guys around my time, you know, when I stepped into cougarism, which was in my early 20s. You know, so I was seeking, it's ill, but I had to actually go seek 18 and 19-year-olds because, you know, at that time, like I said, my age range just wasn't available. And as I got older, and it's funny because even those young guys, since they were already coming up, they were coming up so quickly, they actually, some of them had, you know, the mentality of those, our, you know, of our peers. So it seems like it just kind of, you know, went with each other. And it just stood like that, you know. I like somebody to keep me going and put a fire under my feet. So it seems like the young guys are the ones that do it for me. You know what I'm saying? The ones my age either got drama. They got 15 children, 3,000 baby mothers, just came home from prison. You know, it's just like on and on, the stuff that they got going. And, you know, you don't want to add drama to the drama that you already got. So most of the younger guys have less drama. So you want to go with, you know, somebody that brings fire under your feet and has less drama. You know, the less drama, the better.
That's real talk right there. That's real talking. So, like I said, if you're just joining us right now, call in and tell us about your experience about cougarism. If you're a cougar, you know, shout it out. When did you get into cougarism, and why are you a cougar? Bugsy.
Yeah,
Bugsy,
I'm here.
What you got going on over there? Sound like you about to fight. Are you fighting somebody over there? Is there a fight going on?
Nah, I mean, it do sound like a fight for where I'm at, but they might be having a nice little debate, but, you know. That night, too, there ain't going to be no glass shattering. We don't promote violence.
talk to us about your cougarism experience, you know.
Actually, before I get into that, like, I disagree too much with what she said, but she said normally, like, older girls, you know, come home, baby mama, this, that, and the third, so the younger ones spark. But my thing on that is you really can't consider that a grown man, because if a grown man ain't going to keep it 100 and say, well, I got a couple of baby mamas, this, that, and the third, then they not really a grown man. I feel what she's saying on it, but, I mean, you really can't consider that a grown man, because any grown man stand up and say what's real no matter the situation. But my issue on the coolerism, I fucks with my cougars, man. I do. Like I said last week when we had this discussion, I'm not really too fond of the young girls because they really don't got their mind right, and they like to play games, and games I'm done with. So I support cougarism. I had a good couple under my belt, you know. Definitely nothing wrong with the cougars. Shout out to my cougars and happy Mother's Day to my cougars, you know.
I crazy as hell, yo. I'm about to open up the line. We got a caller from the DMV live in the building. Caller from the 240. You're live on Street Queens the Movement, and we're talking about cougarism. Tell us about your experience. Have you ever dealt with a cougar, or are you a cougar, 240? Talk to us.
Yeah, I dated a cougar. We actually got married, but it didn't work out because one, she thought she knew every damn thing, but the thing about the cougars is, if you don't have a strong mental capacity, they can over-control you, and then you're just done. So personally, I don't really too much care for him now. I mean, she spoiled the rod for me. So, but I'm not all for Cougars now.
I'm saying, when it came to you know what I'm saying, the sexual preference, you know, with the Cougars, do you find Cougars more experienced than the younger women or more of a higher sex drive? How do you feel about the Cougars when it comes to that?
Well, Cougars know what they want. The young girls know. So that's the little advantage over that. They know what they want. They've been out there. So, but when you get with a young girl, she's doing it just to be doing it. Cougar, you know, she knows what she wants. She knows what she wants to get out of it. So, yeah, it's a difference when it comes to a cougar and a young female.
Hey, I have a cougar on the flash. I want to ask you a question. We have Emma. She's a cougar.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize to you for that cougar. I don't know where she took her education from. It sure wasn't from the Cougar Academy. You know, I apologize. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to keep the cougar name alive and always respect it, you know. But I've been a cougar for a lot of years, and my phone is still ringing 10, 15 years later. So, you know, shout out to the real cougars. That's all I got to say.
So since you dealt with a cougar relationship, 2-4-0,
that's pretty hot.
And you married a cougar, right? So
right.
What are some of the likes and dislikes, you know, in your sense of dating or you know, getting married to a cougar? Or dealing with a cougar?
My likes and dislikes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, well, the likes were just, you know, being mature about situations, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, compared to a young person, you can't really get into politics, you can't get into religion and all that other good stuff that's interesting and important nowadays. The dislikes. I just say that mind control, because I'm telling you, if a crew can get you in that mind control, you're basically done. You're just done. You stand no chance.
I don't know what just happened. I think people have a fight in the background. What you say again?
I'm just saying, because I know what it feels like to be overpowered mentally by someone who's older than you. So it's like, but if a cougar knows that you're on their level, but at the same time younger than them, then they kind of like back off of you because you no longer challenge them because now y'all on the same level. So it's like sometimes I think cougars want to build up a man sometimes. And I think sometimes when they get that challenge back thrown at them, they kind of back off. But if you just really does not have that mental capacity to deal with a cougar, I say leave them alone because they're going to drain you.
That's what's up, man. That's real talk. I mean, hey, cougars can drain you. I've heard that Emma can drain you.
Let me tell you. He speaks to, who is that in the background? He speaks the truth, though, with a caution, you know, because a lot of guys feel, oh, I can handle all the women, and that's nothing. All I got to do is, you know, lay it down right, and that's all it takes. Nah, baby, it's more than that. Trust me, it's more than that. It's not just, you know, the game plan that you may have in the bedroom. Out of the bedroom, you got to keep a conversation with me. You know, you have to definitely be on some type of level that I can respect. And, you know, and that's how it goes back and forth. But it's not just laying it down because, I mean, you know, it takes way more than that.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, I mean, you got to be mentally and physically ready because, you know, them older women, they ready, man. They ready. They ready to drain every last drop. You got to
be taking a fight. We taking the vitamins and them natural pills.
You know what I'm saying? Get them Wheaties, get that them energy drinks, all that, man, because they ready to break you down, player. They ready to break you down. They ready to take you down like they ain't seen a man in years, so you just better get ready for that, man, if you're dealing with an older woman, you know. And also, like, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I just seen some cougars, like, if you're, like, a weak-minded man, you know, sometimes they can't.
What about LT?
They got to put their phone on mute. Somebody has to put their phone on mute.
I think that's Bugsy. I think that dude, like, you know, family. I don't know what's going on.
You're going to have to mute him for a bit until he get back on or something.
Bugsy over there doing a whole bunch of stuff, man. But the whole thing about it can be fun, though. Sometimes it can be challenging to see if you can get a cougar, you know. And sometimes for the cougar, it is a challenging game, like, you know, this younger guy, he wants that. And sometimes it's an ego thing, too. What you think about that, Emma?
Well, I agree. I mean, I've had my fair share of all those things you just mentioned. You know, I will circle the all the above, what you just said. You know, I went through my ego trip, getting that challenge posed to me and, you know, having to teach someone a lesson. But it's all the above. I guess it all depends on the individual, you know. It depends on the individual. I don't go around asking the age before the name, you know. It just happens. I kind of look a lot younger than my age. Yeah, I can't help myself. So the sexiness already brings the, you know, that younger crowd for some reason. So I don't have to, you know, set no traps and lure nobody. All I got to do is just walk through. But anyway, and once that happens, if a guy can hold my hold the conversation with me, if he could stimulate my mind before my body in just conversation alone and all that, then that's right there. That's like stage number one. I mean, if you can't even get to that point, like if you can't hold a conversation with me, if you can't even get me thinking, or after, you know, we finish talking on the phone, if I don't even think about you twice and I definitely ain't calling you, then we didn't get to that stage one. I was just being nice.
Oh, man, that's some serious stuff right there. How you feel about that? How do you call the cougars, like, assailants? Like, I mean, the people that they deal with when you're, you know, the cougarie, or I mean, how do I call you? How do you feel about what you just stated? Cougarie?
They're the young bloods. We call them the young bloods.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about what?
What you did?
Being a young
bloods. Well, the thing is, you know, what I know now, I can compete, and I ain't going to say the word compete. I can hang with a cougar now. But see, the thing is, it won't be a challenge for her. So it's kind of like that interest won't really be there as much because I'm actually challenging her. You know, I actually would debate her. I won't sit there and be like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. No, I would debate anything that comes out your mouth, especially if I know for a fact that it's not accurate. You know, I'm all about facts. So if you're going to come at me with something, I'm going to throw it right back at you. Now, if you can't come back at me, then obviously you're not on my level. So the thing is, when I see guys getting with these cougars, I always tell them, hey, look, they can leave you butt naked, but you think you're getting something in return. And I say, but you got to be careful about that. You know, basically what I'm saying, a cougar can flip your mind so fast that you'll feel like you're butt naked, but you got something in return, but you didn't. They can make you feel.
What's wrong with being butt naked?
Look, she's a young. She's a young blood.
But what I'm saying is, they can make you feel like you're getting something in return, but you're not, and you just keep coming back for more. You keep coming back for more. They give you that hope. Yeah. They make that hope feel like you're going to get it today. But that hope will turn into, a year from now or 6 months from now. Because
damn, that's not like a drug addiction, man. That's not like crack.
Because a Cougar's in control of the situation when she meets a guy. It's a fact. A Cougar can look at you and tell you right after 2 minutes of talking to you if you want to continue the conversation or not. That's just a simple fact. The thing is, some guys don't pick up on that. The thing that I always tell guys is to pay attention to what she's saying. Because if she sees that you're actually paying attention, then that makes her think. Half of the time, women know that men don't pay attention. But if I could sit there and recite everything that you just said to me 15 minutes ago, that means I was listening. So it makes you think, like, damn, he actually does listen. So if I remember your favorite color, things that you like to do at a certain time, that means I'm listening. And see, a lot of guys fail to do that is listen. You get a lot out of a woman if you listen and pay attention to the things she's telling you.
Damn, we need to get this chat some claps over here, man. Get a clap, man.
Let him talk. Give him back.
Hallelujah.
He earned that.
I think we got another queen live on the line. He said, listen, oh, my God, peace, Queen Ebony. How you feeling today, boo? We still talking about the cougarism.
I'm feeling good. Peace, queens and kings. How you guys doing this evening?
Peace, queen.
I was just listening to that brother, and, yeah, he hit the nail right on the head.
We talked about cougarism last week. Go ahead, Emma.
I said, although he's a young blood scorn, he definitely speaks the truth.
Definitely.
So, let's talk about your how did you feel about some of the statements he made, and you want to reflect on last week or some of the things we talked about when it came to cougarism.
Some of the stuff of what he said, I just logged on, so I just heard the part about listening. I didn't really get to hear everything else that he was saying, but that was what really caught my eye, because if a man does listen to you and he can tell you the conversation that you're having with him, that shows that he actually cares. And another thing is that if you have young ones, too, and when they ask you, like, how your kids are doing, then you know it's not only about you. They also know that, that they care about, what's going on with you as a whole, not just you as in your physicalness. So I think that's important as well.
Not even that. When it comes to a young boy, I done had my cougarism, sometimes. And see, a younger man, like I told y'all before, a younger man wants to prove a point. They, at the same time, the woman wants to prove a point, the younger man wants to impress you, because they know if they F up, they know that you're going to talk about it, you're going to treat them like trash. But see, right, it's a conquest for a younger man to get an older woman. You understand what I'm saying? So for a younger man, he's going to try extra hard to try to impress that woman, especially with the sexual game, with everything else. Now, older man is like, I know what I'm doing. You can't even tell him how to give you proper, fellatio, because he's so stuck in his head. A young man say, what do I got to do to please you? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Younger man won't please you. He wants to go out his way to make you understand he into you. You understand what I'm saying? So a younger man might, go farther than an older man, because he's already stuck in his ways, But I ain't going to say that dealing with a man is always the good way to go, because sometimes them younger men is too much of a competition, if they're the same age as you, And sometimes they running around chasing their tail. So depends on the situation. If they're mature in a sense, then you can deal with them. But if they still running around acting like they want to pacify or breath in their mouth, then maybe you should leave them alone. You just get what you need to get out of them and keep them rolling. You understand what I'm saying?
Keep it moving.
You heard not if they're still wearing the skinny pants and the pants down showing their drawers, they're definitely not ready.
That's a whole nother story.
Well, here's the situation. It's a good thing that we're talking about this tonight because I have a friend. She's actually 38. And she's been talking to this guy since December. She met him once, and then he went on deployment. So she's just been basically talking to him over the phone. So he just came back recently. Well, hold on. Recently. And, you know, he talks a really good game. Like, they have, like, very long conversations. So she just found out how old he was, and he's 25. And she told me, she said, Ebony, he's 25. She's like, I got a problem, you know. And I said, well, what's the problem? She said, I'll call you later. So she called me. She goes, he's 25. And I said, all that stuff that you told me about him, you know, how you guys, you feel like you guys are on the same level mentally and spiritually, and you have a certain type of connection. And when she saw him, they didn't even discuss their age at that point in time. But she said his mannerism, his maturity level, she would have never known if he wouldn't have told her. But he wants to take things to another level, so that's why he was, you know, he told her, I need to tell you something. I am 25. And I said, you know what? I said, don't go looking for something that you already have. If age is a factor right there, you know what I'm saying, to stop you from whatever you're feeling for this individual, and you want to go find another individual that's closer to your age that may or may not be able to give you what this younger person is giving you, then why are you going to, you know, miss out on whatever your opportunity could be with this guy right here? And she said,
he's
you know what? She said, you're right.
Tell her I said he's good to go. He's 25. He's good to go.
I would let her know.
Call
me.
Tell her to call me or email me. She get the cougarism stamp. He good to go.
Okay, I would tell her. Emma said you got the stamp of approval. But some people, that is a problem, you know. But when you think about it and you've already had some type of mental connection or, you know, some type of physical connection with somebody after they tell you that you're, you know, how old they are, you know, it's shocking at first because you never thought about yourself dating a younger guy that young. I mean, we're talking like 12, 13 years younger. And then all of a sudden, you know, you find out and you're like, wow, this guy, you couldn't even tell between the maturity level, you know, that this guy holds and his mannerism. And it's like, you know, can you get over that age factor? And if it's a real relationship and you're trying to build on something, then I think that you can.
It's like my friend, she, you know, we're not going to disclose no names because she, you know, she's in the closet, but she's 44, and she just, you know, met a guy, you know, and they didn't discuss age neither, but they clicked really well, and everything was great, and, you know, they coincide with each other and each other's jobs and stuff like that, and when they came to actually talk about age, you know, he's 26. And she's 44, and she don't look it. You know, if you see them, you know, side by side, you're like, wow, you know, they make, like, a great couple and all that. The age doesn't show neither nor on him nor on her. You know, they kind of, like, pair up. You know, sometimes, you know, it just happens that way. You know what I mean? It's just not something, like I say, you go around with a pad and pencil, ask you, okay, how do you? No, keep on going. Okay, how do you? Not cause, you know, so it's all based on relationship to relationship, you know. Sometimes off the back, as soon as the guy opens his mouth, you already know, you know, the next thing you're going to ask him is, how old are you again? Because, Jesus Christ, you sound like you really just came out of your mother's house. Like,
right.
You know, so it all depends on their maturity. Some these young guys,
right,
for some reason, are just growing up so fast. Their maturity level is really, really, you know, on a high scale.
Right.
I don't know where that comes from, but the younger guys, you know, their maturity is on a higher scale. Now, don't get it twisted. Sometimes I've met guys that they start off like that and they're great, like, wow, okay, they could keep up. And next thing you know, eventually they show their age here and there, you know, and that becomes a turnoff. That definitely becomes a turnoff when they start kind of showing the age. And then you got to tell yourself, wow, he is that age. I mean, how else is he supposed to act? You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
It all depends if it works for you and it makes you happy and, you know, y'all ain't got no drama, no stress, nobody's bothered by it. You know, if you guys can make it work, then why not? You know, why not? I mean, just go for it. As long as it's not hurting nobody and nobody's being hurt by it, that's my motto. You know what I'm saying? As long as nobody's being hurt by it and everybody gets to enjoy it, you know, and it's a beneficial thing for both parties, rock on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Rock on.
Right. Definitely, I feel you on that.
You guys are definitely touching on some points. I'm gonna go ahead and go to the men. Buzzy, are you there? You know, nobody's fighting this time, are they? What's up, Buzzy?
Yeah, nah, I had to go to throw that down, but they was actually reminding me of Lawrence Taylor situation. But before I jump into that, I was actually just listening to what the Queen was saying, and I agree. 90%, but my 10% deal is, like, a lot of young dudes nowadays probably won't say their age because it's just like, they're like, well, I'm really feeling her, and she may be older, but if I tell her my age, she's just not going to really, you know what I mean, want to deal with me because my age, and I think that goes back to Aaliyah, when, you know what I mean, age ain't nothing but a number. Like, a lot of people look at relationships depending on age, and, I mean, you really can't go on that because it's just like, if somebody's 10 years younger than you and you happen to connect with them, you know what I mean, the way that you want to connect when it comes to relationships and things like that, I mean, you really can't look at the age because that's that person that's making you happy, putting that smile on your face and doing them things that you was looking for. And like she said, a lot of these old dudes are stuck in their ways. And when it comes to OGs are like, they pay their dues. What they got to change for? They've been working for them this long. You know what I mean? Why change? But the world changed. So, young dudes, they, you know what I mean, they sometimes have more to offer, but you got to realize, like, these young dudes was raised different than the older dudes was raised. That's why they're a little bit, I don't want to call them sensitive because they got they pride that they want to hold on to, so we won't use the word sensitive, but we'll say heartfelt, whatever you want to call it, but they're raised different.
Let's keep it real.
We could say sensitive, but I don't want to step on nobody's manhood right now. But at the end of the day, it is sensitive. But, you know what I mean, they was raised different. The OGs was raised to hit the block, go get that money, bring it back. Young dudes was trained like, listen, if you deal with a female, you got to understand this is what it is, and that's why it's a big difference between the generations. So an old lady, well, I ain't going to say old lady, a cougar going to look at an OG like, well, you still stuck in your old ways, and you want to get money and deal with this, but this young dude got a heart on his shoulder, and he willing to listen, find out what's going on, and talk. So when it comes to cougar, it's not really about sex. It's just about who makes them happy, and sometimes younger dudes happen to make that older woman happy, so that's where they go. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's really sex. I think it's, you know, who can bring that happiness out of you, who can make you feel like you're wanted, or, you know, so forth and so on. And it's more so of the younger dudes that are doing it more than the older dudes, you know what I mean? So the older women tend to, you know, slide off to the middle-aged younger dudes because they're like, well, they're paying more attention to me than this old dude is, you know what I mean? This dude want to watch the fight instead of hold me. But a young dude will hold you in and watch the fight. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, older females tend to slide to the younger dudes because they got more sensitivity in them than the older dudes do because they're not straight about block getting money and this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? They're a little bit more. It's basically a different breed at the end of the day. It's a different breed of dogs out here. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably why older women are straight to the younger dudes. That's just my personal opinion.
Can I step into that?
Oh, you definitely can. You definitely can. Go ahead.
No, listen. You're right about that, but I'm just gonna disagree maybe on maybe two things that you said. One of them being that it's not about the sex. You know, as a woman and as a cougar, I'm gonna tell you the majority of it is the sex. You know, and then everything else is listening and holding and all that great stuff. But the majority of the stuff, you know, I'm not even gonna lie about that up front and all that. Because I'm gonna keep it 100. Is 60%? I would say sex, and 40% everything else that you went down the line on. And I'm also gonna tap into that. I'm 42 now, you know, and I still remain being a cougar because I'm with someone that's 3 years younger than me. But this person that's 3 years younger than me, he's an OG. You know, he's an OG, and even him setting his ways and all that, he respects the fact that I enjoy the cougarism. I enjoy being older. I'm a little set in my own ways. And, you know, he's trying to compromise. And 60% of his sex is off the charts. And that's why him and I get along, because we can talk about old school and all that, because, like I said, it's only 3 years of difference. But I still feel in my cougarism position. I give him his OG position. So that's how it works now.
I got a question for you on that. Now, older dude versus younger dude, if an older dude can give you that good sex drive that a younger dude give you, plus give you that conversation, that listening, that support that females look for, if that OG can give you what you're looking for, would you still deal with that younger dude to be put in that cougar category?
I enjoy my cougarism title. I ain't going to lie. It took a lot of years for me to obtain that. And at my age, I'm a little stubborn. I'm a little stubborn, too, at where I want, how I want to be looked at and perceived. And the OG, like I said, that I'm with now is 3 years younger, so I can still remain my title as a cougar, even though he said, okay, you got whatever, you know, makes you happy. He's like, whatever makes you happy. But at the same time, you know, I give him his just dues, and he come with it. He come with it the way he's supposed to, and he still has the old school ways, like I have old school ways. You know, we still talk about the same genre. I know him for a lot of years, so we know a lot of the same people, so it's almost like I've been with him longer than I've actually been with him. He respects the way I am as a woman, independent and outspoken and all that, and I respect his, you know, his G ways and his dog ways. I gotta respect that too. It's a give and take. But he makes me happy at the end of the day, and I'm happy. He listens, you know what I'm saying? And it's a mutual respect all across the board, what I've been looking for the longest. And I still can give it up with my cougar title.
All right, but if he was older than you, would you still rock with him? And he's doing all these things that he's doing now.
Maybe not. I ain't gonna lie. Maybe not. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe not.
I like that. You're keeping it 100. I like that. I definitely like that.
Hold on. I want to get from my caller from the 202, right? If you know, how do you feel about the points that they're addressing over there, 202? Since you know, you went through, you know, the whole experience with the Cougar. How do you feel about some of the statements they're making over there? Before, are you there with us, before?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, how do you feel about some of those statements they're making?
I'm going to have to say that, you know, it goes, you're always going to get a different outlook on it when you got a male and a female. But, you know, she was right. You know, sex is a big part of it. But, you know, sometimes it does crush a woman when that age do come out. Because when I met mine, I was 23, and she didn't know it. She swore up and down that I told her I was 28. But when I heard her call out that age, I was like, oh, I got to tell her I'm not 28. And when I told her, she was hurt. Now, we already had sex. The sex was good, but she was hurt. But it took her mother to tell her, hey, you met him, and you thought he was 28 based on conversation and maturity, then that's what he is. You know, the whole age, you know, number thing and all that, it has its weight to it. But when we got married, I saw more than just the age. I saw how much she's not mature as I thought she was just because she was older than me. We got evicted because she could not tell me that she didn't pay the rent. You know, she couldn't tell me that she didn't have money in her account, but she swore me down that she's this successful businesswoman. So you have your good ones, and then you have your bad ones. Young dudes are kind of scared to throw out that age because, you know, he really likes her, and she might say, oh, nah, you're a little too young, because there's certain type of women out there that prefer not to date younger men. So, yeah, you find yourself not trying to throw out that age quickly because you want to fill her out, and maybe you might
have the opportunity to spend a little bit more time with her without, you know, saying that age. And, yeah, later on down the road, yeah, your age tends to show on both sides. On both sides. So, yeah, you could tell me you're 45, but you act like you're 25. You can sit here and be, you can sit here and be 23, but act like you're 30. But it all is all going to come out in the end. So, yeah, in the beginning, it's all good and fine and dandy. But later on down the road, that's when the true answer is, comes out between the male and the female. But I truly do agree with your caller. Sex is the big determining factor if it's going to continue or not.
That's real talk right there.
That's real talk. That's what I'm talking about. We getting in, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really better get it together and get that pen and the pad, man. For the ones that are cougars and for the ones that are interested in getting cougars, I think you need to take your lessons, huh? You know? Go ahead and write those lessons down if you're trying to get into this thing. I think you need to go in a little bit prepared, man, because you don't want to get into a situation where you're all messed up because the cougars got you all messed up in the game, you know? So go ahead, because, you know, usually not everybody's going to tell you about this stuff. Cougars don't never let out secrets about what they're doing. You know, we're giving you inside information. This is the secret society here of cougars, you know? So just giving some insight, and also the men are giving their opinions and facts about their experiences in cougarism. So we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to give our final thoughts since we talked about cougarism last week. And we're going to go to a quick commercial, and you're listening to Rush Radio Online, Street Queens, The Movement. They got The View. We have the panel, and we're talking about cougarism and are you a flirt. So we'll be talking about are you a flirt in a few minutes. So we'll be going to that in a few seconds. So right now we're going to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, 646, we're going to bring you on in a second right after this quick commercial. We'll be back on Street Queens, The Movement.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
And we're back on Street Queens, The Movement. And we're talking about, you know, cougarism. Are you a cougar? You know, we talked about cougars, so we're doing our final thoughts. And then we're going to actually talk about, are you a flirt? Are you a flirt? You know, like R. Kelly said, I'm a flirt. You know, so we're going to talk about it. But your final thoughts on cougarism, guys. We're going to wrap up the cougarism and talk about flirting. So, Emma, what's your final thoughts on cougarism?
final thought on cougarism is, you know, I'm a full-fledged member. And sometimes I feel I'm not a member, I'm the president. it's a way, it's a lifestyle. Like any other lifestyle that you live, you have to be comfortable in any lifestyle that you choose. This is how I feel my most comfortable. I don't have a problem with it. Like I say, I'm not going running around picking, you know, dudes in junior high school and high schools and all that, because that's not cougarism. That's, you know, child abuse and all that. You know, like I said, if they're old enough now at my age, of course, the numbers went up. You know, I you got to be at least 30 and up, you know. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm in a committed relationship. I'm still remain a cougar. He's 3 years younger than me, you know. But like I said, I'm happy in carrying that title. So that's, you know, that works for me. May not work for everybody, but it works for me. Keeps me young. Check out my pictures. Follow me, E2K Magazine.
Oh, man.
Emma E2K at Twitter. Follow me, and y'all see Emma E2K at Twitter.
I just want to let y'all know, man, be prepared when you check out Emma, because she is a fine, tantalizing thing, along with, you know, Ebony. I mean, these ladies look good, man, for their age, and they will never reveal their age, but they look good. I mean, they look good for their age, man. So y'all need to watch out now. If you ain't ready for that spice, man, then you need to hold back, because the spice.
I even have my nails long to represent the cougarism. It's like that.
What's your final thoughts on cougarism, Ebony?
My thing is, if you are, just like Emma said, you know, if you guys connect and it's on a mental level, it's on a maturity level, and he's showing you, and actually when you don't discuss age and you find out how old he is and you're shocked yourself, then, you know, I don't feel like there's a problem with it, you know, unless they actually start acting their age, you know. But it's all about building a relationship. So, you know, if you get along, you're compatible, and when you find out what his age is and you don't have a problem with it, by all means, you know, go for it. Because what somebody's age is, if that deters you from being in that relationship, you might be missing out on something that could be meant for you.
That's some thoughts to think about. Bugsy, what's your final thoughts on cougarism, Bugsy?
I'm sorry, but I know I normally don't have a background with a mom, man, but, you know, I can't really, you know, control a lot of things in life, man. But my final opinion, I mean, cougarism is a catch-22, man, for the young dudes and older females. I mean, at the end of the day, you really can't put that age stamp on it. I mean, yeah, you can, depending on, because certain youngism is too young, so you don't want to go too young, like she said. But I mean, if you dealing with the situation, sometimes you really can't look at that age, because you're stepping out your element to where you're dealing with younger dudes, or you're stepping out your element to where you deal with older women. So don't really look at the age. Just look at to where y'all minds connect. If y'all can really become to a point where y'all can hold a decent conversation, or things like that. Because if you can't hold a decent conversation, then there's really no point of dealing with anybody, because conversation is a big key and factor of life. So my opinion on that is, man, just have good, be able to have a good, decent conversation, and don't really look at the age, you know what I mean? Because if you're a cougar, you're actually looking for something younger. So you can limit yourself to young, but don't limit to too young, because you might as well deal with who, you know, who's around your age. But it's a catch-22 when it comes to cougarism at the end of the day.
All I'm saying is, shout out to all them young boys that be breaking backs. That's all I'm saying, man, for real. I don't know what they feeding y'all, but word up, y'all be breaking backs.
Flesh is crazy. Flesh is crazy.
Yo, we got a caller from the 646 New York. New York, New York is live in the building. What up, New York, New York, 646. You're live on Street Queens, the movie. We were talking about cougarism, and we're talking about, are you a flirt? 646, you live in the building. What's your name, baby?
Yo, what's good, Lush? It's your boy Swag up in this mob.
Swag!
What's the dilly?
What's the dilly flag? We get excited.
What's going on?
I've been listening, man. I think you're leveling up now.
I've been listening. I had me rolling for a minute.
How old are you, Swag? Because, you know, huh? I might decide to be a cougar if you're young.
I'll give you some swag juice, for real.
Ooh, we're making a love connection.
Oh, man. I've had a question on Swag ever since I heard his voice the first time. He's been on the show. That's like, the year before last, Swag? Swag on
the show.
Talk to us about, you know, how you felt about cougarism, you know, your final thoughts, because we're about to move into the flirt situation.
I mean, the way I see it is like the brother was just mentioning, you know, it you know, the catch 22 has pros and cons like everything else in the universe, you know what I mean? I think as a young man dealing with an older woman, like I'm 30. So dealing with anybody that's, you know, 35 and up, I think it's a great benefit in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of people talk about the mental connection, but think about it. If you never get taught to think on that level or above the level that you know, your age group, you know, normally thinks like, then how would you know how to think like a, you know, 40-year-old woman or 45-year-old woman? I think the chemistry comes in with an older woman and younger man is because, you know, she's a little bit ahead of him, you know, in a lot of respects. You know, she has more experience in life most of the time if she's older in age, not necessarily, but most of the time she has experience. So she kind of feels like a level of comfort due to the fact that she has more experience than he does. So that gives her a level of comfort, and I think it creates an attraction between the two. So, I mean, there's definitely some good that can come out of that situation. And as far as the woman, of course, because at that particular age, if a woman is 45 and the guy is 32 or 33, she's more than likely at her sexual peak. So, and he's, you know, he's young and he's full of energy.
The vagina.
So, you know, you put that combination together. You put young, youthful energy, and you put a woman that's, you know, tired of men and their BS, and it's like, you know, her use for him is more than likely going to be just physical. I mean, sometimes there could be some mental stimulation, you know, if the man is, you know, educated enough to hold a decent conversation while, like the brother was just saying, but it's mainly physical stimulation. And I speak from experience. I'm swagged up in the past.
Vagina. The vagina. But anyway. Yo, definitely, man. I think the older women, their vaginas are like yearning for you know, the incision, man, you know. The vaginas are like, you know, hungry at that age, you know, so they need to take care of the vagina, you know, at that point.
Right.
You know, definitely, you know, so.
Can I have one more thing? I just want to add one more thing before you move on. Being that you just made that point. See, another thing, too, is a lot of times, and no offense to anybody that's, you know, in their 40s or whatever, or 50s, but a lot of times when a woman gets that age, a lot of times, you know, the man, he may find her attractive, but a lot of times she doesn't get the attention that she got when she was 21, 25, 27, 28. So when the young guy comes up and shows that he's interested in her, it's like, wow. It's like, man, where you been? You know what I mean? So that's all I want to add.
That's not true. I don't mind case, so I just want to make that clear.
Uh-huh.
I've been getting attention since I came out
of
my mother's womb, so that doesn't apply to me.
But
you can keep going there.
No, I'm not saying you don't get attention. I'm just saying that the attention is not as prevalent. You know, it's not, the attention is not like when you're 25, 26, generally speaking. I mean, to you it may be different, but generally speaking, when a woman is younger, she gets more attention than when she gets older. So that's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, but I understand that, like, sometimes we have our days because, like, look, I'm 29, I'm about to be 30 next year, and I'm fearing 30 like hell.
But you know, I have my days when a younger boy say, "Hey, you looking good?" I'm kind of like, "Oh, okay, got extra pep in my step tonight." You know, okay, all right then. You know, everybody, even men like it too. When a younger boy tell you guys, "You guys look good," you like it too. So don't act like y'all don't like the confidence, because I definitely do. It just definitely turns me on. You know, it feeds the vagina.
Well, that goes into the flirting. I think we can definitely go into the next topic with that, with the same.
Yeah. So since we finalized the whole thing with the whole the cougarism, now we bring to the subject flirting. I'm a flirt. You see me in the club, I'm a flirt. You see me in the office, I'm a flirt. I might grab your butt. I might even touch your shoulder. I'm a flirt. Let's talk about it. Are you a flirt? That's the question. If you're a flirt, throw your hands up in the air and raise them like you just don't care. Call that 647-6772. And tell us if you're a flirt. And also besides that, what is good flirting and what is bad flirting, and what is flirting when it goes wrong? Talk to us. And is it natural to flirt? Let me ask you, Emma.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Emma. Let me ask you, Emma, first and foremost. Are you a flirt, Emma? That's the question. Are you a flirt?
Why you always got to start with me, Lush?
Got to ask you, Emma. Are you a flirt?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
When I'm not in a relationship. I gotta add that in. No, I'm a flirt. I guess I do it sometimes unconsciously. You know, sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, let me chill, because, you know, you could definitely give mixed messages. I think for the most part, though, I'm just like, I'm a friendly person. And that friendliness sometimes switches off into flirtation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
okay.
If you're too friendly with someone, I'm used to like hosting parties and being the one that's kind of hosting. And so my job is to make you feel comfortable. You know, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? What do you need? Sit here, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? What, you know, I'll get it for you. Don't worry. So I kind of cater to a lot of people when I, you know, when that's the type of line of
stuff. That's hospitality, but we talking about, you know, the batting eyes.
But it's a thin line.
No,
it's a very thin line. Do that to flirt, because people take
it.
You know, I do that with a lot of gentlemen. You know, hey, whatever. And right away, they're like, oh, let me get your number. Yeah, but you was hollering at me the other day. No, I wasn't hollering at you. I was making you feel comfortable, because that's my job. I'm a hostess. I'm, you know, that's my job. So that's
what
I'm saying. Like, sometimes when
I
catch myself.
Out of flirting? Do you get a kick out of flirting? Like,
It depends who it is. I don't like to flirt with a guy. I don't like to flirt with a guy. I will flirt with a guy that I see is just quiet there and not talking to nobody. That's a challenge for me. I want to go and I'll flirt with him. But if I see he's talking to everybody and their mother and the bartender and even the lady that cleans, and you know, that's not, you know.
Oh, so you flirt for a challenge. It's a challenge. So it's a challenge.
I think
so when
it comes to my flirting, that's why I say I flirt when I'm single. When I'm single, so it's a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
You emphasize
that. Did I say that? Did I say
that? Yeah,
single,
you said that.
Single. Okay, all right. So when I'm single, that's when I, you know, all that stuff takes place. But when I'm in a relationship, a respectable relationship, I don't do those things. All I do is do hosting.
All right. We're gonna stop grilling Emma, and we're gonna go to Ebony. Ebony, are you a flirt? And why do you flirt if you are?
As Emma put it, you know, when you're single, there's things that men can misconstrue as flirting. You know, so some people naturally have a flirtatious personality, and I was told that I have one of those. So people will see will think that I'm flirting with them when I'm just being my normal self. So, you know, I have a term of endearment, sweetie, babe, hun, you know, sunshine, whatever. It means nothing to me unless I care about you, you know, but I use that as a term of endearment. That's just how I communicate with people. So, you know, some people can read more into that than what it actually is. And I would just say it sucks for them. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with flirting when you're single, but I do think there's actually something wrong when you're in a relationship because, you know, when you're doing it deliberately to get attention. So if you're single, flirt all you want, and if you're in a relationship, you know, don't flirt at all. Flirt with your mate.
I'm about to grill the guys, man, because you guys are really trying to play it safe like a mug up in here. All right, I'm going to come back to y'all, though.
I'm not
y'all
playing
safe. Games
I
right
said,
now.
I mean, you know, if I was in a spot, you know, and I saw someone across, you know, say I'm in a some type of club establishment, and I see somebody across the, you know, across the floor or what have you, and I notice him and I see him looking at me, you know, I give him, like, the eye or something like that, you know, just, you know, let him know that it may be okay for him to approach to see what type of conversation he has, depending on what it is that he's saying. I'll either continue to stay there and talk to him or walk away. You know, it just depends, you know. It depends on what you're looking for when you're out there flirting as well.
Okay, all right. Let me ask Buzzy. Buzzy, are you a flirt, which I know you are, because I know you are, Buzzy.
I'm one of the biggest flirts ever. I can't even lie. I can't lie. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's my slick talk or what it is, but I can't even flirt. I'm a big ass flirt. I think I flirt more than R. Kelly do.
Do you?
I mean, shit, man. All you gotta do is read my timeline on Twitter.
So, are you intentionally flirting for a response, or is that just your natural, you know, personality?
I would have to go with a natural personality because anything I say is not really planned to say. It just I'm a quick responder. Like so, like if somebody was to say something, the thing with me, I got a quick response. I'm a smart ass, regardless of what anybody says. So I think that's what condones to my flirtism too. But I'm not gonna say it's done purposely. I'm just gonna say I guess it's just.
Do you get a kick out of it, Bugsy? Do you get a kick out of it? Be honest.
Yes, I ain't going for it. Sometimes I do. I ain't going for it. But I'm starting to get to a point where I realize, you know, sometimes you got to tone it down. Like, for an example, you know, for the listeners out there, like, I joined this Twitter joint for about two and a half months ago. So I still consider myself new. But I say I'm a flirt because there's, like, you know, I talk to females certain ways. And then when I may not talk to them for a day or two, like, I got females on Twitter telling me they mad at me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how you mad. You don't know a nigga. So, I mean, I guess my words, my slick talk is just, you know, that flirt certified. So, I don't know what to say. But I'm definitely a big flirt, man. I can't knock that, man. But I don't do it to break hearts or nothing like that. You know what I mean? But look at me is all I can say.
So
I'm going to exploit you now.
Oh, okay. All right, hey, I keep anything 100. I keep anything 100, man, but you know.
I'm just playing.
let's ask our boy over here, Swag, because you know your swag is turned all the way up. You know, you got the juice. You know what I'm saying, and everything, and you extra hype. So, I know with that voice and everything. Talk to us, Swag. Are you a flirt, and why did you flirt, man? For real. 646, I'm going to bring you on in a second. Go ahead, man. Talk to us.
Hi. I mean, real talk. I don't flirt. I'm going to keep it real. I don't flirt because I am in a committed relationship. Listen. I got respect for my relationship. But what I'm saying is that I have the ability to do that. I think we all have the ability to do it. And, you know, when I was single, no doubt I was a flirt. You know what I'm saying? But I actually see that as a serious sign of disrespect. Because my thing is this, I know it sounds funny, but look, I feel like I should do whatever I do when my woman's not there. I should act like she's standing right there while she's not there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because look, what's it? She come out to you over here talking all smooth and all, yeah, how you doing, baby? Damn, you looking good. And then she come out the bathroom and be like, how's who doing? Now you look like a damn fool. Feel what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep it 100. Like if I see something that could potentially be threatening, I mean not threatening, but anything that could even cause a problem in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? I don't even deal with it. I don't give it my energy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how problems come about. So I don't really find it too appealing, you know what I'm saying, of a woman that's flirting that I know is involved. Yeah. To me, that's a turnoff, actually. You know what I'm saying? But it's a sign that you can't be loyal. Now, if you want a single tip and you're single, then flirt all you want. Then do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock you. But somebody that's involved, it's kind of like, that's kind of corny to me, man.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm really going to beat y'all in the head, man. I'm going to beat y'all in the head, man. I'm going to beat all y'all in the head in a few, man. We going to really attack y'all with this flirting situation, for real. We ain't playing no game. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about, are you a flirt? Call in and let us know, because people up here, man, we being real. I'm drilling y'all tonight.
Lush says she keep it 100.
Yo, 646-737. You're live in the building. Street Queens, the movement. Peace. We talk. Are you a flirt? For real, off the break. Tell me your name and are you a flirt? 646-737.
Maybe they
want to
listen.
Okay, all right. 917. Are you a flirt? 917.
Yes.
New York. Okay. Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Martinez.
Hi, Martinez. How you doing, sweetie?
Everything is good. I'm here in the Bronx.
Salute to the Bronx. I'm definitely, you know, from the Bronx. Salute, you know what I'm saying, the Bronx.
Yes, Bob.
And that whole squad right there. But, man, tell me, are you a flirt, man? And if you are, why do you flirt? What's your opinion on flirting?
Well, my opinion on flirting, it all depends. You know, like, there's a lot of people that they're actually committed if, like, you know, if they're involved in a relationship or if they're married. I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of like a flirt.
Oh, I can tell in your voice. You got a flirty voice, man.
Why do you flirt?
But are you in a relationship?
You know what it is? That exactly. I'm not committed in a relationship, so I have every right to flirt.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, this is the hard one, people, okay? Get your headsets on because we're ready to rock now, okay? These are the scenarios, okay? You got A and B. Tell me what you would do in this situation, right? All right? You're in a workplace, okay? You got somebody that you work close with on projects and everything like that, right? She has a man back home. She has a man back home. Or say you're the woman or the man. And they have their own separate individuals back home, right? But check it. This is the situation. You guys work together. You see guys more than you actually see your loved ones because you work so much, right? So.
Sure.
There's a slight flirting going on, but we know we're going back to our significant other, so it's not a big deal. But you know, they don't take it to the next level. But you know, she might touch his leg, she might touch his leg.
That went beyond flirting. You touching him went beyond flirting.
Hold on.
Hey, come on.
Hey. Hold up. It's A and B. Hold up. I'm going to go down the line now. Hold up. Put the second. Okay. Do you continue to work in that environment? That's A, you continue. B, do you stop that because maybe you feel it's going to lead to something else? Okay, so it's A and B. You decide. Tell us, Ebony, since you was ready to go for that gusto, and I don't want you to forget your thought. Go ahead and tell us.
First of all, if I'm working
in an environment and I'm close to somebody and I'm in a relationship, there's not going to be any touching going on. Because I'm going to put him straight in his place like, look, it's not that type of party. You want to touch, you go home and touch what you got. We're going to keep it business. We're going to keep making our money and we're going to, you know, we're going to work together. We're going to be all right. But we're not going to be touching. That's what's not going to happen.
Okay, okay. So this is you're taking B. Okay, you're taking B. All right, you're taking B. So, Emma.
Wait.
Okay. A or B, Emma?
Listen to me here. You know, all I work with is with men. So that's one thing. I do have a very good reputation. No matter what men I work with, they can't say they put their hands on me unless they got a two-piece in their face. So there's not none of that touching stuff.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And none of that touching stuff. And even if it came remotely close, a little, you know, it happens sometimes. He said a little funny comment. I maybe have said another comment to flirt just to be a smart butt or whatever. I definitely make it clear when I'm in a relationship, you know, that's what it is. And we're going to respect that because if my significant other comes in that workplace and all that, I don't want them to feel no other way. It's like the other way around. If I go to my significant person's workplace, I don't want to feel everybody's looking at me because something else, he has something going on in his workplace because I will break him. So I expect that in return, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's respected.
Wow.
So, no, hell no, that's not happening.
Damn.
Hey, man, y'all man better watch out for Emma, man. She's lethal.
I ain't working with Emma. I'm not getting a job where she works.
But that's the key word. We working. That's the key word right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Hold up. Let's ask the man. Let's ask the man though. Bugsy.
I mean,
Hold on, Bugsy. Let's reiterate the scenario for people that are just calling in. If you're just joining us, talking about flirting. We're talking about flirting, and I just want to reiterate the scenario. Okay. Okay, what's going on over there? Somebody's
stomach is growling.
That's Bugsy.
I'm on star line.
So we A or B, okay? Both of you guys work together, right? Both of you guys got significant others, right? But, you know, there's a little bit flirting going on, but it's no more than, you know, you talking stuff to each other, you know. You guys are, you know, I might touch him on the leg or she might touch him on the leg or something, but not too much of the groping or anything, but you guys work together. A, should you just chill out because there's nothing more or nothing less? Or two, or B, you know, should you just cut it directly off? Or should you continue because, A, if you continue because, you know, it's not a big deal. You know who you're going home to and you're secure. You guys respect that, but you guys are just flirting a little bit. Or B, you know, cut it off because it might lead to something else. Bugsy, A or B?
If I'm in a relationship, I'm gonna go with B. Even though with A, I know ain't nothing gonna come out of it. If I got somebody at home, I'm gonna put them first before I put myself. So I say B, and it's very rare you hear me talk about that because I really don't talk on relationship discussions. But if it comes to having a significant other, I mean, I put her first, man, and I put it at B and just cut it off. You know what I mean? Because even if you do A, if you know ain't nothing, you know what I mean, coming out of it, you still somewhat got that doubt in your heart. Well, like, damn, I kind of did this and I got this at home. So if we're gonna score relationship status, I'm gonna keep it 100 and go with B. I'm gonna go with B. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
You'll rarely get that from me. You'll rarely get this from me. So, like I said.
You rarely get that from him because he's a flirt like I don't know what. So, I'm shocked.
but I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a big flirt. But, I mean, if I got shorty at home, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I mean, I do got a heart. My mama raised me right. So, you know, flirting do got to cease. Like
it's flying. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Let's move on. On to the next one. Swag, A or B, what would you choose?
I mean, I would definitely take B. And I'm not just saying that. Because I know it's like, oh, you're supposed to do that and do that. And also, real talk, let me also say this. I want to touch on what you said earlier about as far as the touching the leg, touching the arm, any type of physical contact. I mean, it's funny because when you pose that scenario with a man or with a woman doing it to a man, it's like, oh, okay, it's like, damn, he could just, you know, slide with it. But if a man puts his hand on a woman, then that creates a whole, you know, that's a whole nother conflict in itself. Because, you know, she's going to go to HR. Yeah, she's going to HR. She might pull out a blade and stab you a couple of times. I mean, she's going to, you know, she might hit you. Real talk, she might hit you with a typewriter in your face or something. She might throw a computer at you. I mean, it's just a number of things that she might do. But the reality is that it's like this. You know what I mean? It's like this. If you are in a relationship, you have to understand the value, especially if you love the person, you have to understand the value of the relationship. Like, that could be a test. Like, your woman could be setting you up. You know what I'm saying? she could honestly be setting you up. Girl. So you got to understand the value of your relationship. And that's the type of thing I would do. You know what I'm saying? I would pay, like, a handsome dude. I'd pay him, like, you know what I'm saying? Like $500. Like, yo, look, you know, go up in this job. Look, I want you to rap to this lady. Look, this is her name. My name is such and such and such. And then be like, how you doing? Go to her with the Barry, you know, go with the Barry White voice and all. Hey, how are you today? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to see how he plays. We used to do that when I was in high school, and then even early college, we used to do stuff like that.
I could definitely tell y'all a story that y'all not going to really believe. I'm going to tell y'all that after this, after everybody states their statements, because you brought that up. I actually had to play a role of the woman that, you know, the individual was flirting with. So I'm going to tell y'all that story. It was real funny, though. It was hilarious. I'm going to tell y'all that story. It was one of them joints. I wish we had the video camera. It would have been one of them joints on Cheaters. It was off the hook. You know, it was definitely off the hook. It was a real hot one, though. We're going to talk about that in a second. But Swag, man, a lot of the statements that you made, I mean, it is true, though, you know, but I want to get the person that's going to be real honest to me, man, because I know some of y'all do y'all thing, man. So let's be honest, man, for real. And, you know, I'm not to say that I ain't honest or not, but, you know, I'm just
saying.
Yeah, that's
what you're saying.
You know, I'm just saying.
What would you do, Lush? Before we get to Lush, though,
we got to ask Thistle, you got to define flirting, because, see, that's the problem with guys. Like, you'd be like, yo, have you ever cheated on your woman? He'd be like, no, and then he done did all everything in the book except have sex with the woman, so, you know.
we're going to define that in a second. I do still got two people holding on, so I'm going to let them get their words out, and then we're going to define flirting. And, you know, and then we're going to, I'm going to actually let everybody give their opinion about what flirting is and stuff to their extent and their point of view. My man from the Bronx, man, talk to us, man. A or B, which one do you decide?
I'm not going to lie to you. I would say B. I kind of, like, agree with the gentleman that was talking about women set you up, taking you to HR. I see that at my job. You know, I've seen guys getting fired because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because physical contact or kind of like verbal flirting. I've seen that going on the job a lot. And I've been there for about 2 years now. And I've seen that going on there. I'm not going to lie. A couple of years ago, I'm not going to mention the company. I used to work for this company. And it was a corporate company. And I got involved with this female. And, you know, our chemistry was great. You know, we hit it on and, you know, we got involved in this relationship. Everybody knew at our job place, which was very unprofessional. Even though I still went to work every day, did my job, completed my task, but having a relationship at the job can jeopardize you from actually keeping your job. And unfortunately, I got let go because of that. So in a way, I kind of like agree with the gentleman that was talking about people set you up at the job. You got to be very careful because you never know who it is. So you just got to go to work every day, keep yourself committed, do what you got to do, even though, you know, there's temptations. I'm not going to lie. I'm a single guy. I'm not, like, seriously involved in a relationship. You know, everybody gets tempted. You know, you might see a nice-looking broad at the job. You want to say something. But you just got to keep to yourself, do what you got to do, find somebody away from the job. I think that's... That would be my best choice.
Wow. And so is that one of those scenarios where it said when flirting goes wrong, huh? Definitely.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. Flirting will always go on. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people have this thing about all men are dogs, but I don't think that's true. I've seen a couple of my friends that they kind of like committed in their relationships, and they, you know, they're very serious with their women. But not all of us are like that. You know, again, I'm a very flirtatious guy. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd rather tell you the truth. I'm very flirtatious. I love women.
Yo, I could tell with that voice, man. You make me want to flirt with you now. Let's flirt. Let's phone flirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, you
got
to keep it real. You got to keep it real. Like I said again at the job, you know, you just got to keep to yourself, do what you got to do. I heard somebody say you just got to go to work and make your money and go home. That's it. You want to flirt? You got to keep that away from your job, please. That's how I see it.
Right.
Definitely. We got Genius and we got Natalia, Peace Queen and Peace King. I'm going to go ahead and ask Natalia, A or B, would you continue flirting or would you cut it off?
I got to the part where everybody was in, and I didn't hear the part of the question.
Oh.
Hi, Natalia.
Hey, Mamita. What's up, my kings and queens?
¿Cómo está, mami?
Hola.
Ya tú sabes. Tranquila.
you see, that's right there would be flirting with a man, because you know how they love the Spanish now.
Yeah, like, oh, right?
Oh, man, here we go. Yeah, but the question was, Natalia, was basically, you know, you're in a job relationship, right? And both of you guys, the man and the female, you know, which is a female, you both got a significant other at home, right? But you guys are like, I don't know if I'm echoing off of somebody. Okay, you guys are at home. Okay, I got the echo out. Okay, you guys are at work together, and there's some flirting going on. You know, he's you know, giving you the eye and stuff. You guys are smiling a lot, cheesing. He touched your leg. He, you know, you touch his leg and all that stuff, you know. Hey, do you continue the flirting, you know, even though, you know, nothing else is going to happen, you know, versus, you know, you guys respect the fact you guys got significant others? Or do you guys continue the flirting?
Or we what?
Or you guys, B, continue the flirting?
And A is, you know, just knowing it's not going to go much further, just flirting?
Yeah.
I mean, even if I had a significant other, I would joke, I'd be like, oh, you're my boyfriend at work. Keep it real. And, you know. I'd be like, you be my boyfriend at work.
Honest person. Oh, my God. Natalia, you know what? Let me give you some class, man. I'm like, I can't believe this right now. Let me give Natalia some class, because she's the only... Jesus Christ.
Y'all are crazy.
Well, Natalia got a man. Natalia, are you single still or you just got a man?
I got a man. Now my wife with me.
I got a question for you, Wes.
He don't listen to the show, Natalia.
Yeah, well, I mean, before he started working with me, he knew I had a boyfriend at work. I mean, because, I got in my personality, I'm very friendly with people. It's not like I want to F you. Like, I'm just very, like, friendly. I hug everybody. I'm always, like, when I meet people, I greet them, hug and kiss. And, you know, he knows, you know, it's not going to go beyond anything. You know, we made a joke. I'm like, oh, this is my boyfriend at work. Meet my real boyfriend. So.
Oh, okay.
Nice, so he's not
jealous. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, is that in the
open? That's a secure man, though. He's secure.
Secure.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to ask Genius the question. Genius, A O B, because you a genius, so go ahead and give it to him.
What's up, my people? I'm gonna have to change the variables, and I would say I stand for professionalism, and I don't think it should even exist at the workplace where you're flirting, period, if you're in a relationship. If you're single, then you flirt outside of the workplace. The workplace is just that, a workplace. it shouldn't be no type of physical contact if you're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
where
my
you're
God.
Actually doing something in a manner like that is disrespectful, period.
Give
them
some.
If you're insinuating the other person, the other person will take that in the wrong manner, whether you're just being friendly or that's your normal personality or whatever. You know, that person may interpret what you're saying or doing in a different type of manner. So how you present yourself is very important. So it should be professional. You should flirt
hold
in a
up,
place where you're able to flirt.
I just want to say something, though, to you, Jens. I mean, how you going to say all of that, man? And you was flirting with me the other night. Ain't you my Twitter boyfriend, dog? What's up?
Wow. You crazy as hell, Lex.
Yeah, because, I mean, I see this happen a lot in the workplace, and I don't see many niggas running to HR talking about, oh, my gosh, she's hitting on me. I don't. And I've been at my job 5.5 years, and that I don't see that happening very often.
No, no. For the record, everybody, let me. I was just playing around, though. He doesn't flirt with me, okay? So don't take that serious, all right? We were playing. I was just playing,
no,
man. Don't take it serious,
man. I was about to Twitter it. Oh, you lucky. I was about to Twitter it.
No, because I got some Twitter fans out there. I don't want nobody to be jealous or nothing. I don't want nobody to be jealous. So let me stop.
He's a man.
Let me stop playing. Let's stop playing, man. But yeah, real talk, man. This is serious, man. You know, this flirting and everything, because flirting can become dangerous. I mean,
yeah.
we already seen the movie Obsession, and you know how the crazy broad was. You know, playing like she was dead and shit. Girl, she was crazy. You know, and your man Iris was like, oh hell no, man, dang. You know, you smash. You know, the flirting went bad. She wanted to kill your woman. She started wearing your woman clothes, finding out what your house is, carrying your baby. You know, one hand that rocks the cradle. Like, let's talk about that. When flirting goes wrong, when is it wrong? Like, you got some men that can flirt so hard that, I mean, the man standing right there, the woman's there. You like, yeah, well, I don't even care about this chump right here. What's up with you, baby? I'm trying to take you home. So he ready to die right there, right? He ready to die right there. He ready to die right there. But then, see, this is another thing, too. Who's slicker at flirting? Is it the women or the men? Do the men slip up or do the women slip up? Let's talk about it. People talk. Tell me.
I think men slip up. I think women just are in, not saying, like, not to say that women are sneakier, but I think women are better at keeping it. Men are not good at, you know, making sure shit stays covered up. They'll slip. You catch them, you be like, oh, hell.
Can I speak on that, Les?
Yeah, I was about to get it. Go ahead. I'll let you go first because I wanted to jump on that, too. I'm going to let you go first, okay? I'm going to salute. I'm going to let you go first.
I'm going to say this. I would personally say that women are the best actresses on the planet. So, you know, of course, they'd be able to do it a lot better than us. There's a reason why they get a lot of the awards, because they're great at doing that, if that's their mission. You know what I'm saying? We slip up because we get greedy, you know, and that's our fallacy. But, you know,
but
women,
DMX
like I
said,
lots of...
DMX
said,
y'all been eating long enough. Now stop being greedy.
Oh, shit.
We multitaskers to know how to multitask that situation.
For real. A female can give you the eye on the sly, and you're like, dang, she just flirted with me, and a man right there. She can give you a signal to call her, and her man be there, but a man won't even see it. But y'all slip up, and the woman like, who in the hell, he hits fuck the back inside of your head? Tell him, speak on it. Speak on it well. Oh, man. My man, Bugsy, man, talk to me. Speak on it.
Oh, man, females is the best flirt. I mean, if you want to see a female in their best work, all you got to do is go to the club. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 9 times out of 10, how you think they getting them free drinks? Or they, I mean, females are the best flirts. Like, you know what I mean? They they also do it in the hood. Like, you mess with a dude, you fuck with him so he can pay your bills and pay your car note, but you know you're not going to give him nothing. That goes back to last week's conversation when it came to the molestation. Like, you can't be flirting with dudes out here and they expect something out of it. You ain't going to give them nothing. Females are the best flirts on the world. Hands down, hats off, salute to y'all females, because y'all are the best actresses in the world. A dude ain't a good actor because he's not acting. He can care less. If he's going to do it in front of his girl, he's doing it because he can care less. Or he's going to wait till it's free. Nah, a dude ain't really acting. A dude keep it at 100, but y'all females, hand down, y'all are actresses to the, you know what I mean, Grammy Awards. Y'all get Oscars and everything.
And the award goes. And the award
goes. No hair class.
All right, can I get an applause?
Shout out to all the men that are flirts, and shout out to the flirts that just go so hard, and they don't even care, man. They just go hard, you know. Shout out to the flirts out there. If you're just joining us right now on Street Queens The Movement, you know they got the view, but we got the panel. We talk about some real stuff on here. You know, besides empowering young ladies, you know, we always talk about the real deal, things that people don't want to talk about. Let's talk about it. You know, Street Queens The Movement. Let me tell you guys a story now. This is when flirting goes wrong, okay? Now, you got a guy. Now, a young lady, beautiful young lady, you know, looks almost kind of like me, but you know what I'm saying? You know, we got different features, but, you know, we kind of close to looking like each other. You know, thick females. All right, so a woman inquires to get my services as a stunt double, right? What happens is she's about to get married to this guy. I don't know if I should marry him because I don't think I could trust him, right? So your man, I guess, you know, he's saying, oh, he's faithful to her and everything like that. He goes on a trip, right? You know, he's supposed to come back at a certain time and see her. Now, the man goes to this Outback Steakhouse all the time. Same Outback Steakhouse. She knows exactly what he orders. She knows exactly what he says. Everything to the T. I'm talking about this woman knew this man, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's wondering, should she trust him or not, right? She employs me, pays me to be a stunt double, right? The situation is she sets up this fake, you know how they go on a little, like a tag or something like that, or singles dating or something like that, right? Your man sets up an account on there, right? Pays for it every month and everything like that. Mind you, they live together. So she goes on there and sets up a fake account with a fake lady. He hasn't seen the lady yet, right? He don't know what she looks like, but she's talking to her. You know, he's giving a description and all that stuff, right? And it's actually his woman. So what she does is she prints out a script of everything they discuss. So I memorize the script, right? I memorize the script and everything. So she sets up, she gives me the guy's number, and she sets up the date with him on the thing and says, I want to be here, right here. Mind you, this is the same Outback Steakhouse they go to all the time. It's right down the street from their freaking house, okay?
Wow.
All right? So your man is flirting, doing all that stuff. Now, this man is about to get married. Their wedding is a week away. Your wedding is a week away, right? But she's trying to make sure, mind you, this is a woman that has a lot of stuff going on for herself. She didn't want to set herself up for failure, right? So she goes, and I go over there, and she gives me the money, and, you know, she pays for my transfer and all that. And I'm like, I say, girl, let's get this sucker, you know? It was funny to me. I never had an experience to play a role like this. So she asked me to go there and do that. So I walk in, you know, I'm looking good and everything. Now the player goes, me and her, I'm texting her, and she's texting me. Now she calls him and says, baby, you know, I'm in the house, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, we were going to set it up like she shows up like she's getting her favorite wings for him because she knows she loves them wings, the caribou wings, right, from Outback Steakhouse. So I go in there, and I sit there. She lies to her and say, my plane is coming in a little bit later, but really he came in already because he wanted to see me earlier, so then he was going to see her, right? But he didn't know it was all a trick, right? So I come in there. I'm looking good and everything. I'm sitting there. I'm talking about, like, I mean, this guy's flirting with me. He gets the same exact wing she said he was going to get. You know, I done memorized my script and everything. And I'm texting her, and I'm saying, he's here, right? I'm saying, oh, he's here. And she's in the bathroom. She's actually outside in the car, like, oh, word, blah, blah, blah. So we texting each other, right? So he's talking to me, everything, and I'm talking. He's like, yeah, you're just like you said, and blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about the guy, you know, he trying to hold my hand. He takes off his jacket to get to me and everything, right? So it didn't take that long, right? And he didn't even pay for all the food yet and everything. But watch, check this out. This is what happened, right? So check it. The girl comes in, right? I said, now, let's go, right? So she comes in. I said, yo, he's hyped. He into it right now. She walks in, acting like she about to order some wings for the dude, right? And then she walks in. She moves her, you know, she got the little big donk-a-donk walking in, showing them all that, looking good, right? So she just really showing them that, oh, you going to miss all this nigga because I seen you pimping, right? So she walks in there, and she comes in, and she says, hold up. I thought you were supposed to see me at this dude was scared as hell. I'm talking about he almost said on himself, dog. Your man, hold up. And I'm like, oh my God, like what is going on? Like what? Oh my God, what's really going on? Oh my God, who is this? He's like, oh no, oh, I'm sorry, hold up. And then she storms out, right? She actually ordered the wings and she actually has the wings and she ordered it and everything, right? So she storms out and then he leaves his wallet on the table. Now, if I was a crack, I could have stole his wallet, but I ain't like that, right? He left his wallet. He said, hold on, I'll be back. I'll be paying for the food. I mean, I ordered lobster and all kinds of crazy stuff now, okay? So she storms out. She storms out, and she rolls out the joint, right? And he's chasing her. This cat's explaining, oh, I'm sorry, and it's not what it seems. She jumps in the car, and she rolls out the other way, right? And then he thinks that she's gone and stuff, right? But she ain't gone. She's down the street. She's texting me, and I'm sitting there laughing. So he comes. He says, oh, I'm sorry. That was the situation, but I'm going to explain to you later. And he said, oh, just I'm gonna pay for the food. I'm going to pay for the food. So he pays for the food and everything, and he rolls out. He said, are you going to be okay? I said, oh, I'm all right. I'm just going to continue finish eating my food. I hope everything's all right, though. He said, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to talk to you later. How you going to talk to me later when you don't have my number? So it was hilarious, right? So she comes, and she picks me up, right? And she said, girl, we got him. And, I'm talking about he almost pissed in his pants. And she said, yo, thank you, girl, because I needed that to know that he was flirting and doing what he – because for real, right, if it was somebody else, he might have flirted and tried to see if he could get up in some pants and stuff like – and he's about to get married the next week, man. You know, and this is somebody about to dedicate her life to this guy. So, man, but, you know, but it was a great experience. And, hey, if you need an actress for, like, cheaters or anything like that to set somebody up, holla at me.
Lush, you're bad. That's all I'm saying. Wow.
I'm terrible. Holla at me.
Hey. Well, wow.
Hey, Les is setting people up.
Right.
Les is setting niggas up. I mean, he's wrong for doing it. You're getting married next week. Yeah, you're wrong. I mean, but do you really want to take part in that?
Hey, you know, my thing is like this. I got paid a nice sum of money. So, hats off to you,
Lush, because I don't know how many people can really do something like that, though.
Hey, I got paid a nice amount of money, man, so I have no regrets at all.
What'd you say, cut the check? Did you say cut the check?
Cut the check. She paid me a nice amount of money, and she paid for my travel. So I also got a free meal out of it, too. Hell yeah.
I fucks with Lush. Lush keep it 100, man.
I don't know. You helped her out.
Hey, you guys on Twitter, watch out for Lush.
Shout out to all the girls out there. Girl power.
She said Spice World. Girl power. Lush is crazy.
Hey, girl power. Girl power. It's women's empowerment, man.
That's the one.
I support one another. You know,
wow.
We got to call us on 917. How do y'all feel about that? 917, you're live in the building.
Bless.
You're talking about flirting. 917, what's good?
What are you talking about?
Talking about flirting. Uh-oh. Is this Link? Peace, Link.
It's the ultimate. It's the ultimate grand high queen flirt on the phone. Already know. Why do you think they call me Superstar Spanish Fly? Because I'm a supersized version of the aphrodisiac. I can't help but be a flirt.
Talk about it, man.
How you feel about that?
And once you go fat, you don't go back.
Oh, man. Watch out now. Ow. Sick of that.
This is a razor bait. I'm not talking about no beach wave either. I'm talking tsunami.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all better watch out. She said she got the tsunami for you, not a wave, a tsunami.
Wow.
Tsunami.
Well, I'll tell you what. The great thing about flirting is that you don't got to be rich. You don't got to be smooth. But you got to be good at batting your eyelashes and putting a jiggle in your giggle. And if they want to hit that, if they want to hit that thing in the middle, they better know what's going down.
Oh, Lex is crazy, man. I love her, man.
I agree. I keep it real.
But there's a
thing of overdoing the flirting. You know what I mean? It's like for me, exercising is tough, right? It's a tough thing to do in the beginning. Then you get, you know, you may be out of shape if you ain't been in the game for a while. So you have to prep yourself up. You just can't be a great flirt just like that. It takes time and practice. Do y'all agree?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's also part of being a Mac, right? So in order to be a Mac, you got to be a professional flirt, right? If you ain't
with your flirt, you're not a flirt.
What was that?
9 times out of 10, if you're not really successful with your flirt, you're not really considered a flirt.
Yeah, a lot of people are natural. They're born with it, and some people gotta work at it. You know what I mean? They gotta take cues, so to say. Get a clue.
That's why I said I don't know if it's that slick talk or what it is, but yeah.
For me, the most important thing for me, what goes down when I'm ready to flirt, because you know we all pick and choose. So no matter what you guys say, us women choose. So we know who we're gonna start flirting with, and the first thing we do, we make eye contact. You look a man dead in his eyes, and that's it. Your eyes lock, and you know if he looks away, he ain't with it. If he searches in your eyes, you know you can start with your little subtle hints, flip your hair.
But see, that's
shake your hips.
That's the thing too. That's different between females and males. Like a male ain't gonna flirt with something he really ain't trying to make no potential moves with, but a female 9 times out of 10 a flirt. I don't want to say with anything, but almost just anything a female will flirt with, because 9 times out of 10 they want something for nothing, you know what I mean? But a dude ain't really going to flirt just to be flirting. Like, a dude going to flirt because there's something he's going to get from getting.
Hold up.
Say it like that.
Let me get this one.
I got the ladies upset.
Hold on. Let me get this one. No, we don't have an ulterior motive. Some of us are just natural flirts. I mean, I flirt with old people. I flirt with a chick. I just like to make somebody else feel good. I like to have some fun with it. Like,
yes,
I was dancing. I went out dancing with some of my girls the other night, and one of them banged this chick, and she was off the hook, body banging crazy, and like the guys were standing around her watching her dance. And I said, man, that girl's so fly. I said, girl, you better meet me in the bathroom. But I was clean. And she started laughing and blushing, and you would have thought something was going to go down. But that's just how, I'm just speaking on me. That's my personality. It's not always because I want something.
You that 1 out of 10. Like, I mean, like I said, 9 times out of 10.
If it went down, you know, there was nothing wrong with that. But that's not wrong.
Nasty.
Woo! Wow.
Man, she said, in other words, she said, let's be friends. Let's be friends, aloha.
I mean, if we was to take a survey, a good majority of females flirt just to get, so that's why I said 9 times out of 10. I mean, there are certain females out there that flirt because it's just in them. But majority of females flirt because they want something.
Okay,
that's just my personal opinion.
Can I tell y'all something? I am a flirt. I'm a flirt.
I am.
And I'll tell you why I'm a flirt, because I'm a Pisces. And most of the Pisces are flirts. We can't help it because we're nasty like caring people, and we kind of like, we like to deal, we're sociable people, right? And we can't help it. Sometimes it comes, you know, unsuspectedly. We don't do it on purpose. But I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I get kicks out of it because there might be somebody that's the challenge that I'm saying, well, he might not ever really talk to me. But let me see. Let me flirt a little bit. I don't want nothing out of it. I don't even want him to touch me. But for him to even acknowledge me for flirting, I kind of get a kick out of it. Sometimes I need thrills. Can I get a thrill?
That can go in the column of flirting just to see if you still got it.
Yeah, that's what it is. I ain't gonna lie though.
That's why I say 9 times out of 10.
I'm about to turn 30, okay? And you know, back in the day when you was younger, sometimes you would go to the mall and see if you still got it. You know, you would go to the mall. Do I still got it? You know, you young, then is they gonna talk to me and stuff? Yeah, especially if you've been out the game for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You're like, do I still got it? You know what I'm saying? So you flirt. You know? I got the kick out of it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I ain't going to say I'm out the game, but I mean, I do it too sometimes just to see if I still got it. And, like, I mean, not to really put, like, you know, a lot of info out there, but that's actually a conversation I had with my BM one day. Like, you know, why do I do it? I think I just do it just to know that I still can. I mean, I think that might be why I'm a flirt. Besides the fact I'm a slick talker, but I think it is just to see if I can still do it. So that goes with that 9 times out of 10, that 1% for the 10.
Genius. Can flirting be an addiction? Genius. Do you think flirting can be addiction?
It could have been addiction. I don't know. It depends. I mean, you know, it depends on the circumstances of the situation. I mean, some people don't even realize they're flirting. Like, I've been accused of that. I've been accused, like my sisters tell me all the time, I flirt without realizing that I'm flirting. You know what I'm saying? For some people, it reminds them of a certain way that they felt when they was younger or whatever. You know, for some guys, you know, they feel as if it's something that reminds them of how they used to be or whether they still, like my man was saying, that 1% to see if you still got it or whatever. You know, but can it be addictive? Yeah, it can be addictive and deadly at the same time. So, you know, you got to be careful with the situation, because there's no telling how that other person may interpret what you're doing, especially if you're good at it.
Mm. And I know I'm good at flirting. Hells yeah.
Ow.
I don't know.
So who had the cougar sound effects last week? Somebody need to hit Lush with that cougar sound effect.
Oh, shit. Y'all is hilarious, man.
Did we have a cougar?
Oh, matter of fact, I know we're on the first thing right now, but I kind of want to jump back to this cougar thing. I mean, since they picked my whole situation, like, what do y'all feel about that, though?
What?
Lawrence Taylor,
you got to tell us. Some of my
the guy that just got arrested? Is that the one? The
football player, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, because that's Mother Station. She's 15.
Yeah, that's that. Lawrence Taylor got caught up in that bullshit, man. So he got on bail right now.
Tell everybody about the story.
Can I elaborate on something about that? It's like, it's funny, the perception of how we look at things. But back in the day, that was cool. Look at what happened with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. He was 30, she was 15.
Uh-huh.
They got together, and that was cool. You know, and at the same time, she was messing with old boy from, you know what I'm saying, the Temptations. You know, and in down south, they do that all the time. I'm even starting to see it now here a lot in the DMV. Well, that's cool, and sometimes even parents encourage that, which I think is sick. But, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier with Kelly and Aaliyah.
Can somebody, like, tell me the story? Can we tell the audience that hasn't, like, read the story on the news? Can somebody, like, tell the story?
I will. If that's Emma, I'm going to let Emma handle that. Go ahead, Bob. I'm going to let you do it, though. All right. Well, I mean, I thought she was gonna break it down. I mean, but at the end of the day, like, cause you know how the rumors go and anything else like that. Cause I actually been on Twitter a little bit today, and they was talking about that.
Don't say allegedly.
All right, there you go. Allegedly, all right, he allegedly supposedly was messing with a 15-year-old, and allegedly there was reasons why it was done, and there was reasons it was done for. And somebody said that he thought it was somebody else. I don't know, you know, like I said, alleged, because I don't know the full details exactly yet, but I'm still looking between Sports Center and the internet myself. But allegedly, you know, he was messing with a minor, a 15-year-old. You know what I mean? And he's out on bail.
How old is this guy?
Lawrence Taylor, I want to say Lawrence Taylor is at least, like, what, in his 40s? He's a Hall of Famer. He used to play for, what, Oakland Raiders? 51.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was 16.
Hold on. Can somebody tell me the whole full? Can somebody go online right now and tell me the whole alleged story of this?
I'm looking at it right now, Les. They said that allegedly he raped and beat the 16-year-old girl.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Lawrence Taylor. They said that. They saying allegedly that he raped her and beat her, from what they're saying.
And this is somebody that's 50-something years old.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer of football. Lawrence Taylor, LT.
And how did this child get around as 50-something year old? Where are the parents at?
That might be the also second half of the rumor. They said that, I don't know if it was a promotion. Like I said, I'm still investigating myself. So allegedly, not too sure. But they said it had something to do with, what's that little boy's name we were talking about the other day? Justin something. I can't really recall his last name.
Justin Bieber?
Yes, yeah, him. I don't know if it had something to do with, like, a beneficial or whatever it was, but it had something to do with him. And from what I'm getting from the Twitter half of the Trending Topics, they said that he pleaded out guilty, saying that he did it for Twitter and something about Justin Bieber. I don't know if he did it for or mistaken what it was, but I don't know. They're making it seem like it was a charity issue, you know what I mean? But what it led to, I'm not too sure. Like, I'm going to keep saying it because
saying that this old man allegedly molested and beat this child, promising this girl to get some Justin Bieber tickets or something, allegedly, the way it sounds about the synopsis of what they're talking about. So, was she willing to do whatever? Or the parents were like, oh, okay, this guy, you know,
Maybe he said he was going to do it and he had to come see her or something and he ended up molesting her. We don't know right now. We're going to get the full story for you guys and tell you next week on Thursday and talk about this or either Friday. Because I really want to know what the hell was going on with the parents, okay?
Well, I'm going to definitely write that down and get the full info. So, you know what I mean? On another segment, whenever you want to do it, Lush, it's up to you. I'll gladly have that information for you. But like I said, it's just something that was brought to my attention earlier when we was on the radio and I had, the extra noise in the background, because they knew the topic of the conversation. We was talking on cougarism, you know what I mean? So they kept putting that in my ear, so I actually brought that back up, not to backtrack. But, yeah, man, like he said, man, 51 and the little girl is about 15, 16, man. So that goes with the topic of discussion between this week and last week, cougarism
and
molestation.
Before when we talked about the molestation.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last week. That's what I was saying, yeah, because that's what we started talking about was molestation, and we turned into the cougar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They said that it happened outside of the Holiday Inn in Montebello, and they said that she was a runaway, and there was a situation where it involved a pimp, so she may have been a prostitute, allegedly, from what they were saying.
From
the Post. That's what they
said
from the
That can also go with my another age.
Yeah,
but see, at the same time, too, with the pimping, we need to have a show on that, on the pimping and the hoeing. We need to talk about that on the show. We need to talk about that because a lot of women and young children are getting sold into slave trade and stuff.
Right.
Little children, we're going to talk about that because that's a serious issue
that
we need to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of the slave trading is snatching up little kids. There was one story about a young girl that was snatched up while she was a child, and this guy had her in like a cage or something outside the house. She wasn't even living in the house. Made babies with her and everything, and the neighbor actually found out who she was.
That was a dad.
Kept
her in there for 18 years and had kids
with her. Yeah, three kids with her. Crazy.
Yeah, that's the sickness. It's beyond the molestation. That's sickness. Like the cougarism and all that. It's a certain age and a certain. But when you take it to that level, when you're molesting a child and stuff like that, I can't even condone that. Because even let's take it to the situation with the little 5-year-old that the mother sold her for drugs, and the guy took her to the hotel. With that actually. Touched a real soft part in my heart because my daughter was around close to that age when that whole situation happened, And it's sad. And we're actually going to talk about child trafficking, children getting trafficked for sexual favors, little boys, little girls. We're going to talk about that next week because that's a serious issue that needs to be talked about and people don't talk about it. It's happening all over the world. People are selling young children for sexual trade, and some of these children are getting murdered and killed, and a lot of them will go into cold cases. So we're going to talk about that next week. But yeah, man, that's sad. I want to get the full story. So either Genius or
I'm gonna post the link up on Twitter right now, Lush.
Okay, let's post that up. That's a serious issue right there.
If he got that up now, you can link to that, but what I'll do is, so you definitely have it, Lush, I'll send it to your Gmail, So that way you got it secure, You can post it and put it whatever you need to put it,
That's what's up, man. We definitely need to be aware about that situation. That's sick. And I really need to find that. We really need to find out, what she actually, brought into the prostitution situation. And, they need to find that pimp, man, because,
I want to say something though before the show ends though.
Yeah, so we got 26 minutes left on the show. I'm gonna go to a quick skit and we'll be back on Street Queens the Movement. We're gonna Emma has a poem to say, and we're also gonna do our Mother's Day shout out and stuff. So we're gonna go to a quick skit and we'll be back in a second.
I like Bane. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans.
Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes doo-doo, but I eat beans. I like Mexican beans, I love American beans, I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
Well, you heard, Emma. You're tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement. And we're always talking about, you know, positive people doing positive things, empowering young ladies and women and men. And salute to all our kings and queens, definitely for coming through and showing us love on the show. We talked about some cougarism, and we talked about flirting. And we had a quick update, you know, talking about a situation that happened with a young, allegedly 16-year-old and a 50-something-year-old man, a Hall of Famer. So we're going to have more details for that later, but we're going to go ahead and go into our Mother's Day shout-outs. If you have a Mother's Day shout-out, call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us some things you would like to say to your mother live on Street Queens, The Movement. And Emma, our queen, would like to say a wonderful poem that she wrote, and it's a letter to her mom. So talk to us, Emma.
Well, first of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the queens that are mothers. You know, they should really give us like a month, you know, but of course we always get chump change and we get a day. You know, but enjoy yourselves, and, you know, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Angela Olta, and this poem is dedicated to her as a tribute to my mother. Since I was young, I always watched her work give us a better way of living. She would rise early to prepare our clothing and breakfast for school. This she did every morning for countless of years. She still does this with my kids. As the oldest of four, I had the job to keep the house clean and watch over those younger than me, and I enjoyed her leaving me in charge, if only for a little while. After all day working, she would come home to cook, check if our chores and homework were done, clean, and set us off to bed, while constantly reminding us that we were loved. What a remarkable woman. Somehow, she found time in her busy day to make me feel I was important. I never could understand why she was so hard on me. I was beginning to think, hold on, did I have this poem on top of a picture? I was beginning to think, I was beginning to think she had something personal against me. But on the contrary, she wanted me to be, and, oh my God, I can't even see my own words. She wanted me to be an independent, strong, and productive Latin woman in society. She would often tell me to be all that you can be. She has come so far and struggled so much for her children. I owe her so much. I'm blessed that God has chosen this beautiful woman to nurture me from infant to a woman. But then how can I expect any less from someone who came from a strong mom herself? I used to hope that I was an adopted child and my parents were a rich couple who would come and pick me up and take me back home to their house. How naive I was back then. There's no money in the world that I would trade her for. She always worried that people's negativity would break our spirit to strive for what we wanted. I would look worn out and brittle nails, the hands of a hardworking woman. She's such an inspiration in my life that I wonder if she knows the multitude of gratitude that I have for her. I carry the most sincere respect for her and her accomplishment, great or small. And that's for my mommy. Bendición, I love you.
Aww. Aww.
Aww. Oh my God.
That was beautiful, Emma. Let's give Emma some
clap
for Emma.
Oh, please give her a round of applause, because that was
heartwarming.
Yeah. Thank you. And for the
guys, I want to say happy MF Day to you guys, because y'all do sleep with a lot of mothers out there. So, peace to y'all.
Shout out to all the men that impregnate the ladies that make the babies, you know. Shout out to all the men that impregnate the ladies that make the babies. Keeping your head up. Like, you know.
Word up.
But I got a quick poem. I got a quick poem. Can I do a poem? Let's do a poem.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Lush.
Yeah, let's do a poem.
Lush.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm trying to say, get your snacks together. Because when I'm done, you're going to get your snacks together. Drink your cappuccino. Because it's on. All right. A definition of a mother. A mother is a caretaker. She is a lover. She is a nurturer. She kisses us on our knees when we got a boo-boo. And you know that's what she do, because she's our mother, no other. Sometimes she can be a cold, you know what, but you know we love her to death. She'll be there through and through, because there's only one mother you get. She produces life, and she always tries to do things so you can be right in life. Mother, 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 you can be anybody's mother. But you choose to be mine, and God put you on this earth for a reason and time, so you can guard mine. That's my life. You're my heart. You're my everything. Sometimes we might not always see eye to eye, even though sometimes I try. I can't lie. Sometimes you make me just want to scream. But I know one thing. You love me no matter what. You will protect me through the storms and through the weathers. You are my mother. You cook me the favorite food like no one other, because you are my mother. A definition of a mother. She does all that she can for her loved ones. And I love you, Mom. Salute to Miss Edu, my mother, the one that gave birth to this life right here, because I am crazy, but I am your child. Love you, Mom. Mwah.
I like that. Give yourself a round of applause, Lush.
Yeah, definitely. Can I remind that my daughter wrote to
me? Throw that round of applause, Lush.
All right, we're going to do that Ebony guy one, too. So,
okay, this is...
Go ahead, Ebony, you have the floor. Go ahead, take it away.
My daughter wrote this to me last year, so I just wanted to read it. I kept it. Okay. Dear Mom, it's great that I have a mother like you, because really, Mom, without you giving me advice and me taking it, I think my life would be miserable. The decisions that I make, I don't want to disappoint you, and I don't want to see myself that way. I'm glad you never gave up on me and always stood your ground and showed me your love and your way. I just wish I could have known you the way I know you now, instead of being so stubborn like I was. I'm growing and maturing and noticing things, little things I've never noticed before. Mom, you've given me a dependable friend and someone to look up to and always be there when I need you. Lastly but not least, you're a great role model. All-in-one, loving, beautiful mother. I just wanted to tell you how much I love, admire, and appreciate a mother like you, and I'm going to make you and everyone else proud of me. I love you. You're my heart. Te quiero muy mucho, mama. Canto mi. Siempre, always. Sincerely, your loving daughter. Thank you for being the mother that you are. Hugs and kisses. Love you.
Aww.
Aww.
Love you, mama. Mm.
Oh my God, that was so touching. That was this. I mean, this is so touching right now. Shout out to all the mothers out there, the single mothers,
the mothers that have somebody there, the old mothers, the young mothers, shout out to all the mothers because you give birth, baby. That thing comes out of that womb, baby. Shout out to all the mothers, man. Shout out to all my queens that's mothers. Hey, Genius, do you got a mother shout out? You got a Mother's Day shout out? Shout out to your mother, man. Shout out, man.
Good work, man. Oh, man. I don't even think it's words that I can express. You know, how I feel about my mother and all mothers, period, you know, because they do give life to this world. So, I mean, my mother, she already knows that. I'm actually sending them to the Barbados, you know, for Mother's Day. But, you know, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers that's out there, especially the single moms that's out there, you know what I'm saying? And as well, the single fathers that's out there. And I hope that everybody that put the focus on Mother's Day put it on Father's Day as well, because there's fathers out here that's doing their job. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know, don't just give us some socks and a tie. Give us that same love, you know, that we get the mothers out here. But I keep it short and sweet and just say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out here. You know, keep doing you. Keep being the beautiful women that you are.
Don't that sound so sweet, man? That just makes you just want to just put a ring on his finger, don't? If you like it, then you got a little ring on it. Bugsy, you got a Mother's Day shout-out, Bugsy?
Oh, I definitely do, man. I mean, shout-outs to my mother. You know, happy Mother's Day. You know what I mean? I mean, not to say that I never loved her really too much, but I love her more than I always loved her because I was able to be put in them shoes to where, you know, I did the things that she did for me. And I know it sounds crazy, but you never know what it's like to take care of a person that took care of you when you're taking care of them grown, but they're not in that grown state. So keep your mind open. You know what I mean? That really, you know, opened up my eyes a lot more to mothers out here when I had to take care of mine as a grown woman, but, you know, it was like a child taken care of. You know what I mean? So that definitely, you know what I mean? I definitely love my mother a whole lot more because of that situation right there. Granted, she didn't want to go through it, but, you know, it is what it is. We're not going to get into it. It made me open up more, but shout out to every mother out there, and especially every day is Mother's Day to the single mothers, because I know it's hard out there. A lot of dudes just make them but don't raise them, and it makes it hard for dudes like me. I'm not going front. I got two kids, two baby mothers. I love both my baby mothers the same. You know what I mean? I take care of my kids. I don't shit, you know, part of my language on my BMs because I'm not dealing with them, but I still love them because they gave birth to my two seeds. You dig that? But every day is Mother's Day to single mothers out there, because I know a lot of dudes ain't stepping up to the plate. You know what I mean? They make it to first base, but they don't do that home run and take care of the whole family. You know what I mean? And to all you dudes out there, man, regardless if you're dealing with your BM or not, man, you got kids with it, still show that love like you would have, you know what I mean? Because she did what some other female didn't do for you when she gave birth to your seed, your junior, your youngin', your princess, your prince, whatever you may have at the time, you know what I mean? So, you know, all the women's mothers get love, you know what I mean, especially from the heart, real talk, nothing less, you know what I mean, because they do a whole lot. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have this world we have today, because they bring what continues to make this world.
That's what it is, man. Tupac said, don't hate the ladies that make the babies. Ow!
You already know. Salute to my man Pac, man. You still alive in my heart.
Well, I love me some Pac, man. You know, keeping your head up. One of my favorite joints, man. And he definitely saluted his mother on that joint. So I wish I had that joint in the arsenal, but we're going to have it on
dear
Friday.
Mama. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, dear mama.
Dear mama.
Dang. Oh, God.
Even though
you
were being mama.
Yeah.
I think she's ready to come out with the whole jump off.
Oh, man, I'm about to get emotional right now. But real talk, man, salute to all the mothers. We salute you. You guys are women. You're beautiful. You're strong. Don't nobody stop you from whatever you're doing. Girl power, we here. We love you. Support you. All you single fathers out there, we don't forget you, too. We love y'all, too, man, because y'all taking care of these babies that some of these ladies don't take care of. So even though they had the babies,
right,
some of them don't take care of the babies, so we salute you.
Right.
And we definitely love all of y'all, man. That's real talk. So, you know, the last bit of our segment, you know, we want to know what's new with you, boo-boo. I know Natalia just finished her last bit of her finals, so we want to salute Natalia, our beautiful queen. She just finished her last bit of her finals, so we salute her. And, you know, because, you know, them finals ain't no joke. Shout out to all the people in college and school trying to, you know, get them degrees and all that. Salute to y'all, because that is not a game. You know, salute to the people getting their masters and they, documents and stuff, even if you got a child. You guys are working jobs. You guys are going to school. You guys are doing all of that and have kids, man. I salute y'all, powerful mothers out there. Emma, what's new with you, boo-boo?
Well, I did the March of Dimes this last Sunday. We did the March of Babies. Team for three babies who were out there in the Bronx of Van Cortlandt Park. It was me, my family. I definitely was out there representing E2K Magazine as a She Thing and the Street Queens. I walked 3 miles and didn't even realize it because I guess, you know, everybody was out there just talking and, you know, it was kind of nice. So a lot of families out there, a lot of teams. I even seen a team called Team Emma, so that was kind of hot. So we walked the 3 miles, and I didn't even realize it. But when I got home, yeah, that was another story. But anyway, you know, we was out there, March of Dimes, you know, March of Babies. We supported the walk. We was out there repping. You know, Street Queens is always everywhere, and we always represent anything positive that's out there in the community.
Wow, that's nice right there. March of Dimes is serious. Walk for them babies. And also, since we're talking about babies, they have a movie called Babies that's actually, I think it's coming out either tomorrow. It's called Babies. It's all about babies all over the world.
I know, and it's here.
Yeah, so it has babies all over the world. They got African babies, Chinese babies, Korean babies. They got babies all over the world. All over the world. It's Babies. It's a movie called The Babies, and the babies are so adorable and cute. So if you're a mother and you love the babies, and if you're a father and you love the babies, look at Babies, the movie. I think it comes out tomorrow. Don't quote me on that, but check it out. It's a movie based on babies. You know, let's walk for the babies, March of Dimes. I implore you guys to do it. If you didn't do it this year, I implore you to do it next year. We're definitely going to be with Team Emma. Out there, and it's going to be our Emma, though, and we're going to be out there next year definitely supporting that walk with her for March of Dimes. She had the kids out there and everything, and definitely we're going to have the pictures of all that up soon. And what's new with you, boo-boo? And we salute you, too, Emma, because it takes a lot to do that, and we salute you, man, for doing that, for real, and definitely representing the queen.
I mean my kids walk, too.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. And Ebony, what's new with you, boo-boo?
Well, my daughter is state champions for her cheerleading freshman year, so it's a new school. It's only been open since the beginning of school year, which was in August, and there's a lot of freshmen and some JV, but they won state champs. So we're having a celebratory event this weekend, so I'm happy for her.
That's what's up, man.
Salute to her. Congratulations.
Congratulations on that one. That definitely makes a mother proud right there, man. Salute. Man. Bugsy, what's new with you, boo-boo? What's your new?
Man. I mean, I guess they do call me boo-boo, but what's new? I'd have to say this mixtape actually in the process. And actually, I mean, I don't really talk too much, as we all know. I really don't bring too much to the table as far as what I do. But I know yesterday was Business Wednesday, you know what I mean? So I'm going to carry that on today, man. Like, I actually, you know, linked back with my GTM team. GTM is stand for Get That Money Incorporation, you know what I mean? And I'm actually bringing the team back together between the other half of my CEO, my vice president, president, model. I mean, I got a lot of things in the making, and, you know, and all I can say is, man, just look out for what we bringing for, man. The team is definitely back together, man. We made it through the trials and tribulations, and that mixtape should be out there, you know what I mean, at least 2 weeks, you know what I mean? So I'm going to definitely take this music thing serious now in life, man. So that's basically what's new with me, man.
That's what's up. What part of you, Bugsy? And shout out to the babies, man, because he has a cute little baby, and I saw the baby on Skype. He's so cute.
I appreciate that. I'm going to have him back up there soon, man. Bring him for a nice little session, you know what I mean? He's actually getting bigger, you know what I mean? That's my boy right there, you know?
What's up, man? Salute to babies. Genius. What's new?
Wow. First, congratulations on Bugs, man. Hit me up on that, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I can help you out with that, you know, with what you're doing. I salute that. What's new with me, dealing with some family things. Actually, tomorrow I got to go to the base for a couple of my soldiers that came back, you know, spend some time with them and kind of prepare them for the transition to being civilians, you know. And, you know, I had a loss in my family, so, you know, kind of dealing with that. I mean, pretty much that's about it. I'm going to try not to talk about business, but, you know, that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Oh, man, my condolences, and our condolences, man. Sorry. Sorry to hear that. It's, you know, definitely, you know, it's not good when you have a loss, you know, in the family and stuff like that. You know, it's definitely a hard situation to deal with, but definitely, you know, our condolences on that, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
I appreciate that. I try not to put my personal life out there too much, but I definitely appreciate the love.
Well, you know, this Street Queens and movement, we done put so much personal stuff out there. Hey, this is our healing place right here. We heal on Street Queens and movement. For real. You know, so
this is my weekly therapy. This is my weekly therapy. I look forward to Thursday at 8 o'clock because I can let loose. Woo!
Definitely. My new is that I reanalyzed everything in my life. I had a situation where I actually like went through a little slight depression for a second. And you know how one of those days you have and you just think about your life and everything like that. And I got out of it, you know, I prayed on it and I got out of it. You know, and I just thought about everything. I was just thinking about my life from, you know, from the beginning to now. I've accomplished a lot, but at the same time, it's just, you know, you just think about everything. So I just really, like, gave thanks to God for actually for my life, for being here, being able to make it through all that I've been through. So I had one of those, like, awakenings, and I just reevaluated a lot of things in my life, you know, and I came to a conclusion about a lot of things. Some things, you know, I had to, you know, let go of, you know, and some things, you know, I might have to take the risk to deal with, you know, in order to, you know, move on with my life. And sometimes we have to reevaluate our lives, you know, some of the steps we need to take or certain things we need to cut off in order to progress in our lives. So that happened to me yesterday, and I'm feeling excellent today because, you know, if you don't face that, you know, then sometimes you stay stagnated in life. So that's what I did yesterday. And I just want to say that it's always a blessing to be able to share with you guys each and every Thursday, whether it's our kings or our queens. And it's a healing place, you know. Never be afraid to share with us because some burdens and some things you might have that might have haunted you for years or things you just wanted to get off your chest, let it out on Street Queens Movement. We're here to heal, talk, and we don't judge you. We can't judge you because no one in life is perfect at all. All of us were born, our flesh is born into sin anyway. So it's full of temptations, and sometimes we make mistakes, but we fall down and we get up, you know. A sage is just a sinner who fell down and got up, you know, and we're here, you know. So no matter, we all trip and we fall, but we get up, we dust ourselves off, and we keep moving. You know, we can't stop. Why? Because nobody knows our vision but us. You understand? And it's a lonely road when you want to be successful. So if you do have strong people on your team, keep them close. Never do them wrong and respect them. So, honestly, those are my tips that I had to say, and that's my new. And besides that, Friday is going down. You know, Hot or Not Friday, always giving you what you want and what you need. And it's Mother's Day, and I already got some of my Mother's Day stuff, which was some money, and I was happy about that one. I was happy. I'm actually going to, you know, I actually found my cousin's, my uncle I've been looking for 11 years for, on Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. Thank God for Facebook.
Congratulations.
I was really excited. I was looking for my uncle. My father, God rest in peace, my father, but my father's brother, I've been looking for him for years, and I couldn't find them, and I finally found them on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'm so happy, and I found my cousins and everything, so time for me to rekindle some family ties and relationships, so that's what it is, and other than that, I think it's time for us to wrap it up and bow our heads, you know, to go into our prayer. We want to thank everybody that called into the show today, the Destiny Show, love. Log on www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. Also, quick information, if you are on the Ning Network and you're using Ning, by July, they're actually going to start charging. If you're not on a premium plan, they're going to actually start charging you. And if you're not able to pay, they're going to actually wipe out all the free accounts. So heads up, get prepared if you're on the Ning Network, okay? But they're not going to start until July. Well, let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we call upon you. You are an awesome God, a wonderful God. And without you, there is no us. God, there are plenty of mothers out here that are going through struggles and trials and tribulations, God. I ask you to please watch over them and watch over their families, whatever they're telling them. Pray that they have enough money to pay that rent when they're struggling, that they have that food on the table for their children, that they're able to find that job that they're trying to look for so they can be able to take care of their child. And please, God, I pray for all of my friends and my family and all of the street queens and the street queens that join us each and every Thursday. Watch over their families, for their mothers, their fathers, their children, God. Guide them in the way that you want to guide them, God. God, lead them in what is a good way, God. Whatever weapon, shape, or form, please don't let it prosper against them, because they are your children, God. And I ask you to put them in your bosom, God. Whatever is ailing them, whatever stress, whatever situations is going on there, God, give them your healing power. Give them your healing power to get them through whatever they are going through, God. For our soldiers that are overseas and for those who are coming back, God, guide them and provide them in a straight path so they can go through their transition of what they need to go through with no problems, God. God, even though we do go through obstacles, you always find a way when there's no way, God. You always put food on our table and you provide a way when we think that all hope is lost. You come. You might not be on time, but you're always there when we need you, God. We love you, God. You are a good God, an understanding God, a merciful God. And God, we love you. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, just call me Pastor Lush. Hallelujah.
Hey, yo, Lush, you held that down, man. I ain't even going to bullshit you. You definitely held that down right there.
That's what it is, man. You got to have some prayer in your life, you know, even though whatever, you know, spiritual preference you are, you always got to know that higher power directs us in a way. You know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the people say, keep winning, keep doing what you do, and keep empowering people each and every day of your life. Your life means a lot. Why? Because your life affects someone else's life. So try to change somebody's life or change our community in some small way every single day. Start at home. And we love you on Street Queens the Movement, and we're out. You already know what it is, man. You know, yeah, man. See us on Thursday, and we're going to talk about child trafficking, so talk about it. So we're out of here. I love you guys. And, you know, I love this guy, Smokey Norfolk. And, you know, Lord, I need you now. Lord, I need you now. And this one goes out to my boy Genius. He's going through some things. And I'm going to play this song. It's dedicated to you, okay? Lord, I need you now. We're out of here. Peace.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but every moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make the way as you have done so many times before, through a window or an open door.
my hand to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you. An hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world. For more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone. Fear of doing things on my own. The tests and trials that come to make me strong.